This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Wednesday, December 17, 2014 will now come to order. Madam Vice Chair, I believe we have a late submitted document for today's meeting.
Yes, and I apologize for the lateness of it. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document number 14-65-A, 2015 meeting dates.
Any debate? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. I'd like to recognize Commissioner Hunter for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank Alyssa Wooten, who's here in the audience with us. She's been our legal intern for the semester. She's a recent graduate of Georgetown Law School and also recently admitted to the Virginia Bar. Congratulations.
You picked a good state. Or Commonwealth, I should say.
This is her last week here at the FEC because she is going to pursue her career opportunities on Capitol Hill. She's going to be working with a newly elected member of Congress starting in January. Thank you very much for your hard work, Alyssa. We appreciate everything you did to help us.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Congratulations.
Godspeed.
Okay, the first item on today's agenda is approval of meeting dates for the first part of 2015. Are there any questions or comments?
Just one comment. I know there's some concern about the follow-up email with regard to the second part. I have no intention of making changes. I was trying to accommodate people and, you know, reflect that accommodation. So if you want to put the second part of 2015 on the first meeting in January or whenever it's convenient, I'm very open to that.
That's up to you. I just wanted to alert you that people start making their for July and August.
Now, I understand.
I think it certainly behoves us for September to December to hold off a little bit.
Not a problem at all.
Sure.
Not a problem at all.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Oh, yes. I move to adopt agenda document number 14-65A, 2015 meeting dates.
Any debate or discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed or abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Okay, the next item on today's agenda is election of officers for the calendar year 2015. And the first office we will consider is the office of chair. Are there any nominations at this time? Commissioner Hunter.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Vice Chair Ann Ravel to serve as chairman of the Federal Election Commission. Ann joined us here, as we know, last October. She's been here just over a year, and we've enjoyed working with her so far. There's been a couple of issues, several issues, in which we've been able to reach agreement, and I look forward to trying to find similar ways to reach agreement going forward. The most notable one in the past year was her willingness to work with the three Republicans on the commission in order to adopt a rulemaking in order to implement the Citizens United decision, and we very much appreciate her willingness to work with her on that. In exchange for that, we agreed to put out an ANPRM on some issues that came up in the McCutcheon McCutcheon Supreme Court decision, and we'll be having a hearing on that in February. So thank you again for working with us on these issues in the past, and although we all know we have some disagreements on legal issues, we hope that we can work in a collegial manner next year and on some matters of note. We all know that Chair Ravel served as the chair of the California Fair Political Practices Commission before joining the FEC, and prior to that, she served as the Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Torts and Consumer Litigation in the Civil Division of the United States Department of Justice. I'd like to move to nominate the Vice Chair to serve as Chairman of the FEC.
Very good. Would anyone like to speak further to this nomination? Okay.
Could I just express my thanks to Commissioner Hunter for nominating me, and I agree totally with your point. I think it is very important for us to try to work together on important matters next year, and I would like to continue to do so.
Okay, then we'll go to a vote. All those in favor of the election of Commissioner Ann Ravel to be chair of the Federal Election Commission in 2015, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion passes by a vote of 5-0 with the vice chair recusing herself from the vote.
Look unseemly.
Let's proceed then to the next office, is the election of a vice chair. Is there a nomination for a vice chair of the Federal Election Commission in the year 2015? Commissioner Walther.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I consider it an honor and a privilege to nominate Matt Peterson for vice chair of the Federal Election Commission for the next calendar year. I want to say I feel kind of a kinship with Matt in a very interesting way. Both of our families came from one of the best parts of the United States that there is. Matt's family was in the north, both of our families were in the very north eastern corner of Nevada, and for Matt, I think partially the northwestern part of Utah, where our families raised sheep and raised horses and raised cattle. I think we were on the horse end mostly and the cattle end, but we both shared the mountains with our sheep, and there's I think a special kinship when you understand how beautiful that area is and the kind of culture that develops there among people. Yeah, there were three mountain ranges, kind of north-south, of desert, mountains, snow, stars about 10 times bigger than anywhere else, and some solitude that really is rare to find. So I think at some point in the late 1800s and early 1900s, our families probably met somewhere, maybe over a campfire, hopefully not fighting over water. And it's really a privilege to share that personal history with Matt. The other history I have is when I was chair and he was vice chair during the Citizens United year, I think we got to know each other better then. And it's always been a great pleasure to work with Matt. And historically, as I mentioned, he came from Utah, graduated from Brigham Young with a degree in philosophy with a little Latin attached to it, that magna cum laude, that I never was able to quite figure out what that meant, except something that never made my diploma. And so then he went on to UVA and joined this other foreign organization to me called Law Review, and typically did so well that he went on and worked for Wiley Ryan for a few years. Then he went to the House, where his position was, I think, just counsel to the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on House Administration. After Wiley Ryan, where he was working on election law, and he worked during that period of time on the HABA Act and did a lot of work on that, and then went to the Senate, where I met Matt when I was going through my confirmation process, where he was chief counsel to the U.S. Senate Committee on Rules and Administration for 3 years. And then he joined then he became nominated by President Bush. And in a very short period of time, I think like 24 days, something between the date of nomination, he was confirmed, quite different than my experience. So having said all that, more than anything, Matt is a wonderful person. I've never met a finer gentleman, more tact, more diplomacy, cogent. I think you may recall that Stephen Colbert said, even in the very short time he had a chance to see Matt look down upon him, that he ought to be a judge. And he exudes that kind of a confidence in terms of fairness and ability to communicate his views. So it's a special privilege to be able to nominate you for this lofty position of vice chair of the Federal Election Commission, or vice chairman, or vice chairperson, whatever you choose.
Okay. Are there any further discussion of the nomination? Hearing none, we'll go to a vote. All those in favor of electing Commissioner Peterson to be vice chair of the Federal Election Commission in the year 2015, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 5-0, with Commissioner Peterson recusing himself from the vote. Let me, now that the gavel is being passed, something I didn't use very much, but I have a sense will be used quite a bit next year.
I'm ready.
I have a gift for the new chair. We have groups come in from around the world to the Federal Election Commission, usually sponsored by the State Department or various democracy institutes. And a few months ago, a group from Africa came in, and they were from various countries of Africa. And afterwards, a gentleman from Benin gave me a gift. Now, I wasn't sure I was able to accept a gift, so I accepted it on behalf of the commission in the utmost caution. But in Benin, the gentleman told me this is a common icon of someone carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders with their head like this, two hands fixed on the forehead. And he or she has been my friend ever since. I thought it was fitting. I don't know that he appreciated all the hassles we deal with as being chair of this agency, but I want to pass that to you so that at times when you do not have a friend, your friend from Benin can be with you now. But there's an add-on to this, because that was sitting on my coffee table, and then at the end of the year, the vice chair presented me with this for my a bottle of bourbon. And if you kind of get the image of them sitting next to each other, I think you get a pretty good image of what it's like some days to be chair of this agency. Now, I'm going to keep this, and I know the vice chair would never partake, but if ever you want to come share a glass, you're always welcome to come share a glass of Widow Jane bourbon. But I'm going to leave you with this gift from Benin, and I hope that you'll get as much appreciation for it as I have had.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I really appreciate it. And who knows, maybe some evening, I know you're here late, we will share a sip of that, although, I find it disgusting, but I might need it at that point. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
We've come to the next item on the agenda. I just want to make a few end-of-year remarks. Service as chairman of the commission has been a privilege and an honor for me, and I think 2014 year has been a constructive and somewhat productive year for the commission, and there's much credit to be shared around the building for the work that's been accomplished. And I referred back to my notes for my remarks when I started in January. I said we needed to update our regulations, and we did. We eliminated about 5 pages of unconstitutional regulations and 2 rulemakings. We can credit Commissioner Ravel and Commissioner Hunter for doing that, and along with their staffs, and Mr. Noti and his team in the policy division, and Lisa, your team in the Office of General Counsel, for breaking a logjam and moving this commission forward, I think, over a hurdle that had stayed in our way for quite some time. I said we needed to be responsive to advisory opinion requesters in an election year, and again, Mr. Noti and his team were quite responsive and nimble in doing that. And I want to thank Lisa, your team, for making that happen. We embraced new technologies this year, like bitcoins, more or less, and online donation services that facilitate citizen participation in elections, and advisory opinion to Act Blue, and the other one was CrowdPAC. I think those were quite constructive. We helped political parties fund their conventions. We freed them from some unnecessary record-keeping burdens, and we held a forum to hear how we can make political parties more effective political and democratic institutions, an issue that I know will continue to be discussed next year and indeed in the years to come. And we did engage in healthy and fair debate on a range of important issues, like the definition of political committee, the significance of 3-to-3 votes, due process and fairness procedures in our enforcement process, cell phone banner ads, press rights, and the 2006 internet rule and regulation of YouTube videos. All this debate has been civil, it's been constructive, I believe, and in good service to the American people who rely on us to air these important issues regarding our democracy. Through it all, we managed to form a majority on 93% of all votes we cast this year and on 86% of substantive votes, that is, votes on substantive matters before the commission. That's a pretty good record for a bipartisan agency that has to daily delicately balance First Amendment rights with the regulation of the political process. It's indeed not bad at all. On the administrative side of our agency, we have strengthened and improved the agency this year, largely through consensus. We started the year with challenges in our information technology structure, and we came together and fixed most of the problems, thanks principally to Commissioner Walther and our Chief Information Officer, Alec Palmer, and his team. We increased expenditures on IT about $2 million and targeted about $650,000 on IT security enhancements. Newer and faster servers, a new data warehouse, new enterprise search function, new online registration for new political committees, new security software, services and redundant broadband connections, firewalls and server configurations. That's all been going on here. And there are several new and exciting IT projects underway that I know Commissioner Ravel will be focused on. We are developing a new mobile app, a priority of Commissioner Walther. We kicked off a website redesign to make campaign finance data more transparent to citizens and more accessible and searchable. And that's due in large part to Commissioner Ravel's work. We are deploying a new software solution with a new vendor to automate processing of Senate paper filings. Again, Commissioner Ravel has been instrumental in guiding that project based on her experience in California. And Mr. Palmer is undertaking a NIST study to assess additional security needs. Our CFO, Judy Berning, obtained a clean financial audit for this agency, and much credit goes to Judy for accomplishing that. Our Office of General Counsel has worked very hard. I mentioned the policy division. Our enforcement division has this fall cleared a backlog of matters and gotten them upstairs, leaving us much work to do in the new year. I want to thank your team, Lisa, and Dan's team for a lot of hard work to get those matters upstairs. The litigation division, I know, has been very busy. I go down often in the evenings, and litigators are working well into the night to make filing deadlines and to keep up with a very heavy litigation docket. I know how hard they work. The administrative law division has worked very hard, Mr. Baker, and has produced hundreds of thousands of pages to Capitol Hill, as well as started to keep up with our FOIA requests. And I know how much work goes into that, and I want to thank you. Bianca Gomez has been responsive and helpful in keeping us ethical and compliant. Our reports analysis division, Debbie Ciccona and Pat, thank you. We began to rebuild RAD this year. We added 7 new analysts. The RAD division reviewed over 122,000 filings and over 16 million pages of reports to this building, sent out over 10,000 letters requesting additional information, responded to about 11,000 telephone inquiries to head off problems and help people comply with the law. And our RAD division had the courage to issue a customer service survey and received pretty positive ratings from the committees we regulate. Not bad for a regulatory agency that most people consider the bane of their existence. The information division has been my favorite gem of this agency for a long time, long before I came here as a commissioner. And they've conducted a number of very helpful and effective educational seminars. We went online this year with new webinar and internet-based training to expand the reach of training services so that people don't have to come to Washington physically to participate in an educational seminar. And it was my pleasure to participate in several of those seminars. Finally, At my first meeting as chair, I signed the commission's policy on non-discrimination and equal employment opportunity. And I'm proud to report that our agency experienced no complaints of employment discrimination this year, one indication that we act respectfully among our colleagues toward each other. I personally enjoyed getting to know the staff this year and walking around the building to meet many people at their desk and learn from them about what they do. They are quite remarkable people, as is their commitment and the work that they do. There are many good people here, and I just want to recognize four who are retiring at the end of this year. Rosa Jones, after 31 years of service. Edna Ford Roberts, who sends us a lot of missives every week about how to be healthy people. And Philomena Brooks and Alex Bonovich, after 35 years of service. I want to thank Kevin Sally, and I want to thank Roger Cotton, who's joined us for trying to make this a better place to work. And I know we have a lot of work still to do in that area. So let me close. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve as chair this year. I congratulate my fellow commissioners and the many accomplished and committed professionals who have worked very hard to make this a constructive year on behalf of the American people. Thank you very much. And that takes Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to, and as this is your last meeting, I think that at this meeting last year, you assumed the gavel, and I imagine there's probably the best day of your tenure up here on the agency so far is now the day that you can yield the gavel. In many ways, being a chair is a thankless job. There's a lot of hard work that you have to engage in. Obviously, there's the substantive work of the agency in conducting the meetings, setting the agenda, and so forth. But there, people on the outside may not realize the administrative burdens that a chairman has to shoulder, and it's not an easy task. And you've done it with a great deal of zeal and alacrity. You didn't have a lot of training before you assumed it. You'd only been up here for a couple of months when all of a sudden you were handed the gavel and say, go forward and lead the agency. And I think you've done a remarkably good job. And it's been a pleasure to work with you. I thank you for all the time and effort. I know how much time that you've put into carrying forward your responsibilities, and I greatly appreciate all that effort and all the hard work you put into it. I think that you can look back on the year that you've been chair and take justifiable pride in what you've been able to accomplish, and I greatly appreciate it. I just also want to say that I look forward to working with the vice chair next year. It's been a pleasure getting to know you this year, and I look forward to working with you and helping you as we, like we said, carry forward the important work that this agency has the task to perform. In many ways, I'd say congratulations, but congratulations or condolences on assuming the gavel. But I think you will do an excellent job, and I look forward to assisting you in any way possible next year.
Commissioner Walker. Just briefly, thanks. I'd like to, Lee, thank you for coming onto the scene and taking charge as quickly as you did. That's a tough job. When you don't have a lot of history behind you, and all of a sudden you have this, it happened to Don McGann too, and maybe others that I'm not thinking of, but it's tough. And you took to it, and I really think it's been really a pleasure to work with you in the sense that you've always been open to new ideas, you've been accommodating, you've been very thoughtful in your approach toward how we get things done, and you, from your description of the things that have accomplished this year, you can see that you've had your tentacles in just about everything in a positive way. And thanks very much. You have my admiration.
Thank you. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to congratulate the new chair and vice chairman of the agency. I have a lot of confidence in both Commissioners Ravel and Peterson, and I'm looking forward to next year. And I want to thank outgoing Chairman Goodman. We continue to have many spirited disagreements, But I think that when you came on board, you made a real effort to kind of take the temperature down on a lot of those disagreements, which I appreciate. And also, as your remarks indicate, I think you've been very concerned about the staff, about staff morale, and about recognizing the good work that they do. And I know that's been appreciated throughout the building and by me as well. So thank you for that.
I'd like to thank you as well, Mr. Chairman Goodman, for all of your hard work this year. You've been an excellent leader, and your dogged determination to run down certain issues proved to be very successful in the agency. I appreciate your willingness to always discuss issues with your fellow commissioners, both in private and also here in open meetings and executive sessions, and I think that was an improvement. You're always willing to calendar issues that whichever commissioner it was wanted to discuss. You're willing to put those, again, either on the executive session or the open meeting, whichever is appropriate, and I think that's the right way to run the agency. And I truly appreciate it, and thank you for everything that you did this year. I enjoyed working with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I want to say, Matt, I am really looking forward to working with you. I know we've been on the Finance Committee together, and it has been a great working relationship, and I'm certain we will continue that. It's great to get your input, and while we don't always agree, we always work it out. We have always worked it out, and I think that is a template, hopefully, for, you know, how we're going to go forward, and I really appreciate it. I think we'll be a really good team, and I think we were a really good team, actually, also, despite, you know, what different people we are, and I think it is striking to hear your list of accomplishments, because it is often easy to go through the year and think, oh, we didn't get this done, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. But listening to your list, it's extremely impressive. And I do think that all of the things that my fellow commissioners have said about you is true. You've been dogged about trying to get things done and care very deeply about the agency and about the staff of the agency. And that has been the reason, I think, for so much being accomplished, both in the lists of things you gave, as well as, and thank you for giving us credit on Citizens United, and it Commissioner Hunter and I and our staffs more so worked assiduously at those at that cooperation and trying to get that big project done. But you were extremely helpful as well. And it provided that sense of kind of sort of the background of wanting to accomplish it that was extremely helpful, I think, to all of us. So it wouldn't have happened without you. And actually, you, I think, have had an incredibly successful year. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It is the success of this commission that, as I said, we came together on consensus on many issues, like improving the building and the ID. And so this has really been a good year, I think, for the commission.
Yes. I agree.
Okay. Are there any other remarks for the good of the order? Hearing none. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters which the commission must address today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Okay. Well, this concludes the open meeting for December 17, 2014. Thank you all.
And happy holidays.